All right, for the first song, I was thinking of singing, I'm not really sure if it has a title, but it's the song, I Will Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving in My Heart, and it's just one verse and a short verse of that. So let's try to sing that now.
No soul, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad.
Song, turn to your song number 25 in your church hymnals. Song number 25 in your church hymnals. Selection?
449.
449. Psalm 449. Delbert Raymer at this time is going to have her devotions.
Read each one in Jesus' name tonight. I've chosen to read a chapter out of Psalms, a favorite psalm of mine, Psalms 96. Well, sing unto the Lord a new psalm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen and his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor, majesty are his before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come unto the courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth, and the Lord also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that there is therein. Then shall all the trees of the woods rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and his people with truth. We see in this passage here that we do serve a mighty God. And tonight, as we sing that we can sing unto the Lord, and that we remember what we are singing about. And many, many songs bring out our feelings, and so this evening as we sing, well, let us keep in mind the words that we are singing. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father, we come before you this evening's hour to thank thee for the privilege we have to come together like this. We pray that you'd help us as we sing tonight, that we might be mindful of the words that we are singing. And guide and direct each one that has part, and we'll give thee all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Delbert, for having that devotions for us. I love that verse in there where it talks about the heavens rejoicing and the sea roaring. And it just makes me think of all that God has put in nature that praises him. All the animals, all the noise that the wind makes as it blows through the trees, all these things that God has put there that bring glory to him, and we should do the same. After this song, have the children come forward, and Juanita will have some songs for them. Turn in your church or your Christian hymnal to song number 608. Thank you to those that sent us requests, and this is one of those. Christian hymnal, song number 608.
Oh,
children can come stand in the front here, and Miss Juanita will have some songs.
Thank you, Anita, for leading those children in singing. All right, for our next song, turn to song number 43 in our Christian hymnal. Song number 43, and I'll take a selection after this from either hymnal. And all that care to can stand for this song.
Sorry, wrong pitch.
No soul.
Anyone have a song selection? Sorry?
42.
42? All right, after this song, Kevin is going to have a history on a song. Song number 42.
Oh, evening, everyone. It's good to be here. Enjoy the singing. Tonight, I'd like to look at a song, 499 in your church hymnal. Tonight, I feel a little bit disjointed on this. I guess we'll call it a history of a song, but I'd like to look at the author a little bit and then at this song. But I was debating about two different songs, and this is an author, his name is Horatius Bonar. And he was born in 1808 in Edinburgh, Scotland, the son of a ruling elder in the Church of Scotland. After a relatively uneventful upbringing, Bonar entered into the ministry himself, becoming pastor of the North Parish in the rural town of Kelso. I think he was one of about 450-some ministers. And it wasn't long after he entered the ministry that him and a bunch of his friends, they split off of the main church. And they had a disruption. I guess we call it a split today, but that's probably what they called it back then. But before he was a minister, he was a teacher, or he was a superintendent of a Sunday school, and he started writing children's hymns. And it was over this time that they did not have a huge library of hymns. Mostly they sang metrical psalms almost exclusively. And so he took that, I guess, as a cue to write some good children's songs or some children's hymns. And it says that after that, there was a lot more interest in those songs. He said the youth of that day did not like the songs. They didn't like to sing them, and they didn't like the tunes, I guess. And so it seemed like it took off after that. And one of the very popular ones, probably the most common or the most famous hymn that he wrote for the children, was a song, "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Saying." But that's not, I just threw that in for a little bit of interest's sake. I'd like to look at 499 and also sing it then, "Go Labor On." And this song was actually, he called it The Useful Life, or he titled it The Useful Life. And it was written in 1843. And it says that it was one of his first for the adults, one of the first hymns that he wrote for adults. This is probably one of my favorite songs. It's not a real, what do you call it? A fast-flowing song, maybe. But I love some of the words that it describes, the way he describes some of the words here of the Christian life. One interesting thing about the tune, there's a person that was compiling a hymn book, and he found this tune that goes along with this song. And he told this other fellow, he said, "I need that tune." So he bought this tune. And then later, when the author of the song, he realized what had happened, he said, he was horrified. And it says they got into a fist fight. Well, I'm not sure if it's literal or not, but it was strong enough that he said that this isn't what he had planned on. But then later on, when he saw how well the public took to the tune and took to the title, he said then he was okay with it. So that was interesting. And it's a hymn about Christian service, laboring for the Lord, and talks about putting your priority on living for Christ and doing His will. Following the example of the Lord Jesus, the committed believer will say, "I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work," or maybe when our opportunity is gone. Or as Paul assured the Corinthians, out of his love for them, "I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls," 1 Corinthians 12:15. That describes the expenditure of personal resources for love of Christ. Spending ourselves and being utterly spent, holding nothing back. And there's two questions I'd like to ask. This is a challenge for us. What makes labor for Christ difficult? And what makes it a blessing? It's something for us to think about. So I'd like to sing this song. Actually, I'd like to look at a few stanzas here. First verse, spend and be spent, the joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went. Should not we do that too as servants? Verse 2, go labor on, 'tis not for naught. Thy earthly loss is heavenly gain. How easy is that for me to remember? Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises. What are men? And then it goes on to talk about, faint not, keep watch and pray. Be wise, the erring soul to win. Go forth into the world's highway, compel the wonder to come in. Toil on, and in thy toil rejoice, for toil comes rest for exile home. Soon shalt thou hear the bridegroom's voice, the midnight peal, behold, I come. It's interesting, too, that there was actually several more verses written in this song. It said most hymn books only do five stanzas. So, anyway, well, let's sing this, 499, church hymnal.
Thank you so much, Kevin. That's a wonderful song. Does anybody have a selection?
570.
In the church hymnal, song number 570. After this song, Will Overholt's group can come up. The Hem of His Garment, song number 570.
She only touched
We're going to sing two songs tonight. First one is called Boundless Love. I really like, there's two verses especially I like. The first verse goes, Boundless Love, Unending Joy. This is my life, it's what I know. I can't believe that he selected me. Jesus, my Lord, it's you I owe. And then the third verse, Boundless Care, here's when I pray. When my world falls all around me, I now know he'll take me by the hand. Jesus, my Lord. And the second song is it's called It Is No Secret What God Can Do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Boundless love, unending joy, this is my love.
times of time bring out the news of another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened.
Thank you all overall for getting that together. I'll take a selection from you, and after this, Kendra has a ladies group that will be singing. Does anybody have a selection? Sorry?
512.
And in which songbook?
Church.
Songbook 512, Church Hymn.
Thank you. When I was asked to give a song group tonight, somebody gave me the excellent suggestion of singing some Spanish songs. And so this lovely group of ladies agreed to help me with that. I love to sing in Spanish. It's something that didn't come quite right away. It kind of grew on me, but it's something I definitely miss. The first song we're singing is Mi Sendero de Amor. It talks about, it's a very joyful song, and it talks about how full our life can be when we're walking in the love of God and His Spirit is guiding us. The second song you'll probably recognize, if I have my information right, which you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that this song was translated for our chorus to sing. I remember very distinctly the first time that I heard it. It's a song that I always love singing in the chorus. It's possibly one of my favorite songs that we have sung. And I remember I was down in Nicaragua. I was having a very severe bout of homesickness one Wednesday night. Everything still felt very new and very strange. And somebody picked this song. And I don't know if it necessarily helped my homesickness, but it definitely made me feel like I was back here. It was a very familiar feeling. It was just very, very good to hear it again.
Señor, por
Ladies, I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll take one more selection now. Does anybody have a selection from either hymnal? 507. In the church hymnal? Okay. Song number 507 in the church hymnal. And after this song, we don't have a chorus tonight. We don't have a chorus director, so the youth group is going to sing for us. So, those of you that are 15 years old and in the chorus, you can come on up too, though. That's just fine. We're just going to sing two familiar songs, songs that we often sing at socials and stuff like that. So, and if any of the rest of you are feeling like youth, you can come on up too. That's not a problem. Okay, church hymnal, song number 507.
Sing hallelujah. the Lord reflected in his name. Aflame, aflame, in Christ I am aflame. My Jesus is alive. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing alleluia.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I